Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is Hawa, and you're listening to Hawa Unscripted. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. The topic of this episode I wanted to save for next week, just to leave us with these thoughts after Ramadan, but inshallah ta'ala we could benefit from it now, so that next week inshallah will just serve as a reminder, or we've already made the adjustments in our life that are necessary and will allow us to renew our intentions and look at these last few days as a new opportunity inshallah. But last night, for the first time, I prayed Salatul Janazah, which is the funeral prayer, and it really made me think of what little time that we may have left and not even know. I was just thinking about death and being called to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in general, and I remembered, I don't know if it was a video or a post or something, but it said something along the lines of, instead of worrying and thinking about death, to worry and think about what we've prepared for it. And it had me thinking, what have I prepared in general, and especially in this month? I think that Ramadan shows us what we are capable of and how disciplined we can be. Not that we can change for a month, knowing that we'll return to who we were before this month, and that this month, subhanAllah, plants seeds for who we will be leaving it, inshallah ta'ala. And if you felt that you haven't planted any, it isn't too late to plant those seeds. And those seeds require us watering and taking care of them. Results are meant to be maintained. So whatever we've gained this month is only to benefit us walking out of this. So if you memorized any Quran, make sure to revise it. If you put on hijab, continue on with it. If you're already wearing hijab, but you covered your neck or some of your hair was out and now it isn't, continue on with it. If you left a haram relationship, you left it for a reason, leave it alone. Do not engage once this month is over. Even fasting, we're able to give up food and water amongst other things for an entire month to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that fasting is for Him and He shall reward for it. Why not reap those rewards outside of Ramadan too, whether that's starting fasting on Mondays and Thursdays, 1 week out of the month to start, or whether that's fasting the white moon days, which fall on the 13th, 14th, and 15th of each month on the Islamic calendar. If you felt closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this month, stay in His remembrance, because you will not mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions you. I know that it isn't Eid yet, and this is probably premature, but I wanted to put it in our heads before we even approach it, before we start making plans or outfits. Don't celebrate with shaitan. I know now that this month, alhamdulillah, the devils are chained up and we are given the opportunity to fully give ourselves, but don't let Eid be the day that we let all of it go. We've worked so far, so hard, and plan on continuing that. We don't want to throw it away. And if we were forgiven this month, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala freed our necks from the fire this month, we start to slowly walk back towards it. We turn back to everything that we've given up almost immediately. And shaitan doesn't have to do too much work, and they're out there celebrating with us. They're singing and dancing along to the music with us. They're admiring our outfits that probably aren't the most modest. I think that Umar Suleiman said something so profound that I have to share with you just for food for thought. And I think that he puts it into words better than I could have. He said, is it the angels who boast about you, or is it the devils who boast about what they've done to you? I want to leave you with this verse from the Quran. It is Surah Al-Hajj, verse 78. It says, strive for the cause of Allah in the way He desires, for it is He who has chosen you and laid upon you no hardship in the religion. In the way of your forefather Ibrahim, it is Allah who named you the ones who submit in the earlier scriptures and in this Quran, so that the messenger may be a witness over you and that you may be a witness over humanity. So establish prayer, pay alms, and hold fast to Allah. He alone is your guardian, and what an excellent guardian, and what an excellent helper. I think that people excel in different areas. And to wrap it up, I want us to think of what we can hold on to and of what can, inshallah, become a part of us when Ramadan is through. What are you walking out of Ramadan with? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our efforts and grant us a good end, and only call us back to Him when He is absolutely pleased with us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. If I say anything wrong or incorrect in this episode, it is from me and Shaitan, and if you benefited from it, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you did benefit from it, please share this with anyone else you think will benefit. And may you share in the reward, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.